Kyle, how do we kill Jiminy?
I don't know, man. I thought I had enough traps. So here's okay. why I was worried that he was going to show up today. Mm-hmm. My old desk has been sitting over there since I built this. Okay. I've just been too lazy and too worried about breaking my back, lifting it up the very steep incline outside of the storm doors that lead outside. So today I finally went and got like this heavy duty sledgehammer cross pickaxe, and I destroyed the top of the table. Felt great, honestly.
Nice. Yeah.
And I had to open up the doors to lead outside. And the moment I opened, like, shit.
Jiminy's gonna be.
Because I went outside and had to open the outside storm doors, and we have a tarp because there's holes because it's like rusting. It's so old. Mm-hmm. I lifted the tarp. No joke, Joe. There were 20 crickets underneath that tarp.
Whoa.
So when I opened up, like, oh, God, there's no way I can do this fast enough to prevent them from coming in. And apparently this stupid fuck got in and hasn't found its way to the many traps I laid in front of the door. God, I fucking hate him.
Here's the thing, Kyle. When you drop an F-bomb, it is so meaningful. It's so impactful.
I don't say it often.
Yeah.
When I'm not, like, when I'm with other people, or at least on a thing where people are going to listen. So when I say it, I want to make sure it's meant.
Absolutely. Oh, God, the water went down the wrong...
Uh-oh.
That said, what a fantastic show either way. Yes, I die.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, this is the end. This is how we go out on the podcast. No, but that was a fantastic show. Even with Jiminy making
it. I just hope he doesn't screw up the audio. I'm really worried about that.
No, I mean, I heard him during the God of War thing, but then he chilled out when he placed all those traps.
Yeah.
So I just gotta remember.
I've been trying to mute and unmute as I go. So.
You know what we do as well? How about this? Next week we're gonna have Miles on the show. So, for Windows Central, what we're going to do is, well, that episode we have to record at 7.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure I'm bright and early at 7 here, right? And then we'll record it, whatever. Because what happens is I know when it comes in. Jiminy comes in at 8. Jiminy makes
it's 8 o'clock on the dot?
Yeah, he's like, all right, and I'm clocking in to be a dickhead to Kyle. I see little Jiminy coming in with a thermos top hat, hanging it up, punch card.
What's on the list today, boss?
Well, annoying another guy today, all right? Sip the coffee. But I think for the next week's shows, which I want to say the guest's name because I'm going to jinx it and they're not going to show up. So that's just me. I think I'll try to make it 6 p.m. so we have a good 2 hours where Jiminy isn't going to come in.
Hopefully by then, Joe. Hopefully by then.
He'll be dead.
They'll be long gone.
Yeah.
Because no joke, I've replaced the traps twice now.
Mm-hmm.
Each time I have a trap up there in the window. I have a trap between my desk and my TV stand, and I have one over by the door that is basically just like a dirt for like a like a water release kind of thing.
Yeah.
Probably well over 45 crickets have been caught in the last week.
Here's the
thing. It's non fucking stop.
Here's the thing. It's like when you're like, oh, Jiminy's gonna come back. I'm like, oh, okay, he's gonna be a little annoyance.
No, they're huge things, Joe. They're huge crickets.
But like every time we've recorded in the past, it's like Jiminy makes an appearance, but he's not.
He goes away.
These guys are like, we're moving in, and you're moving out.
They're evolving. They're evolving in front of our eyes. I don't like it.
No, me neither. Listen, let me get my phone so we can look at these Discord questions. One sec.
I'm just looking up some because I was thinking what else is coming out this year that could possibly be game of the year.
Game of the century.
I totally forgot Solar Ash is still this year.
Yeah.
Far Cry 6 can be a dark horse if it's fun to play. And Back 4 Blood might
be pretty damn good too.
What?
Oh, fuck.
What's the matter?
All right, guys. Here's the thing you got to know about one of my best friends, Amy.
Oh, no.
She has a clown fetish, and I can say it out loud because she's so open and proud about it. Like she's like this is something that
you know, I thought something serious happened.
No. It's so she texted me with the Anthony Mackie joining the Twisted Metal TV series. And she goes, all caps, "So who's going to play the clown? ! Son of a bitch. Again, usually kinks, you're like, no. You know, maybe I shouldn't share them out loud. No, all she's like, she has a cap that says daddy. She has like, this is my favorite sexy clown shirt. She says it all the time. It's like this murder clown guy. I don't know what his name is. We'll call him Mr. Whiskers. I just don't like it.
Murder Clown from what? Twisted Metal?
No. It's like some movie that... It's like a horror movie. And it's like a creepy clown with like weird teeth and blood. Apparently she was big fans with the director who played the clown that of whom she was aroused by. And again, very open by it. Like she's... I'm not here to kink shame. But you just heard me a minute... kind of kick shame, my friend. That said, I'm disturbed because it's Sweet Tooth, you know? Like, come on, knock it off, Amy.
Yeah.
There's lines, and she keeps crossing them. Let's see.
And also, for anyone who watches the YouTube version, if you saw me throwing things, I was throwing garbage on my desk in the direction of Jiminy to shut up during the show. And I'm continuing that in the after show.
Ooh. Okay, let me see this. Oh, okay. Here's the first question. The
crap out of me.
Awesome Dave writes in. All right. I have an empowerment question from Mrs. Awesome Dave. If you guys would like to use it, with the change in the seasons coming up, what change or changes can you try to initiate in your life to get ready for success in the upcoming season? I got one right for you. Are you ready? It's pumpkin spice latte season, boys and girls.
No.
Yeah. That's how I get ready.
No.
I had a pumpkin spice latte grande in a venti cup with whipped cream. Because you know what they do? If you say with whipped cream, they take a little bit of the latte out. And so when you put it in a venti cup, sure, it's not, you know, whatever. But it's still a grande, and they're not going to skimp out on the latte. So I love a good PSL. And I'm a basic bitch. I don't give a shit. And I had a pumpkin scone, and it was delicious. Ugh. And I'm like, yeah,
usually when I say don't like things, it's because I refuse to try them. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin things are on the other side where I've tried them and I just can't.
Oh, there's just something like about them. It that just, it's like hugging. here's an image. It's like hugging my throat. I love it.
I'm not going to kink shame. I'm
not going to kink shame. That's how I get ready, man. It's like, oh, is it changing of the seasons? Here you go. Also, you know what I'm a big slut for now?
Changing of the seasons? Yeah. Let me choke myself. Exactly.
Listen, a little asphyxiation by pumpkin is not a bad thing, dare I say. But that I like. That's how I celebrate with a little seasonal stuff. Like, I'm gonna try the peppermint, what is it, mocha. Become a Starbucks ad, you know, come Thanksgiving time. So that's how I celebrate, man. That's how I get ready.
No.
How do you get ready, Kyle?
For changing of the seasons or
changing of the seasons, changing of the guard. Think about it.
I mean, there are certain things I do, right? Like I bust out the comforter in my bedroom for my bed. It's going to get a little bit of on the chilly side, so I want to be extra comfy and warm. Make sure the flannel sheets are at the ready, because I love me a good flannel sheet. Fact. But then, and like, maybe have more of the PJs out and ready. Because the moment it hits, like, probably around my birthday, May 11th, it's like nonstop basketball shorts. That's absolutely all I wear. That's all I wear up until probably October 20th or so.
God bless.
Or maybe even November, honestly. Like, I go to the mail sometimes when it's snowing, so in basketball shorts.
You know what?
People are looking at me like, leave me alone.
Here's a great shame. During the whole global panorama, I wore like three different sweatpants. That's all. And they're fleecy. That's amazing.
For a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still counting. Yeah. I have not put on a pair of jeans.
Oh, isn't it?
I don't think any of my jeans fit.
Mine didn't.
And I'm very worried.
Okay, real talk. Here's a story for you. I went to the seamstress last week because I needed.
Why do you say it like that? The seamstress.
I don't know. Emphasis on words. Here's the thing. I went to get a good hem because I needed dress pants, right, for my job. And she was a nice Korean lady that was like the Korean version of my grandma. So it's like my little Korean abuela right there. She was really nice, very broken English, and we were trying to understand each other. It was like a mutual understanding of like, she got it. Like, she has a thick accent, probably first generation, right? So she's like, you know, I don't speak a good English. And I'm like, that's fine, grandma. I get it. She's like, oh, Linda. And I'm like, I turned her into my grandma. So I was like, okay, like, just hem it to the laces, right? That's what I want here. It's like, oh, see, oh, my beautiful boy. And I was like, okay, cool. And like, it was $30 for two pairs of pants. Thought that was it was good. That was a good deal. She hemmed it to my ankles. And now I got to break this old lady's heart.
Oh, no.
Now I'm like, I didn't like the job you did. I need you to fix it. And she's like, no, lindo, I can only do an inch. I'm like, I need like 2 inches of space. Because it's like it's awful. I feel my ankles feel naked. You need to shield them. And she tried to charge me. She tried to charge me for the rehab because she said it was my fault. Exactly. And I had the most disappointing like, no, Korean abuela, no, don't do this, don't. And she's like, fine, I do it for free, but you come in on Tuesday. I'm like, this is a fair compromise. And so, yeah, I had to get my pants hemmed. Yes, I'm a size bigger than I once was. Not a fan of it. So that's why, like, I only bought, like, two pairs of those pants. And then I bought another pair that's, like, a size a little bit tighter around the waist. Because these pants are, like, my goal is I need a new one by the end of November. Like, that's my goal.
So I gotcha.
Sticking to it. I got a question for you. This comes from Catherine. I haven't been to a diner in over 2 years, and it saddens me greatly. Yeah, that's same here. Oh, God, this gold.
I've ordered diner for takeout once or twice, but it's not the same. Like, no. By the time I get home, it's not the optimal heat and freshness.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a bummer.
God, there's one diner, and I'm missing the name of it, but they had the best ice cream waffles you'd ever, like, you know, like ice cream on waffles.
Yeah. So, like, that's after I went to go see the movies last week.
Oh, man, this one's he's really angry.
He's real loud. I went and got Sonic afterwards because that's the closest Sonic. And I ate it on the way home because the theater is 45 minutes, and I wasn't going to wait 45 minutes to eat my Sonic. I need to just eat the fast food before I get home.
Yeah.
It is so much better when it's hot and fresh. It was probably the best burger and mozzarella sticks I've ever had.
It gets me anxiety when I'm ordering DoorDash and I'm like, you're not taking the optimal route, you son of a bitch. And I'm like, God, I already tipped you.
I get that. And, yeah.
Uh-huh. Or like they go get another order as well. I'm like, well, are you serious?
Yeah, right?
That I order from one pizzeria because they always have stuff super hot and it's really good. And so by the time it gets here, it's nice.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, I hate that so much. Oh, we need to open this country back up, Kyle. I don't care how many Korean, Spanish abuelas I got to kill to get this country up and running, but I'm going to do it.
Before you finish Catherine's question about diners, Rosario Dawson.
Oh.
Just appeared on AEW and attacked a wrestler.
What?
So it looks like Ahsoka's gonna maybe wrestle in AEW.
First off, can we talk about Rosario Dawson for a second?
My God, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
She's one of my longest running crushes ever, and it's. I'm glad that she's not problematic anymore because there was a situation that happened, but it looks like everything's all cleared up. So
okay,
I'm happy with having her back in my life and she not knowing. She's dating, what's the senator's name? Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark.
Oh, really?
Yeah. strange. He has very weird eyes. But here's the thing. Very good mayor. Like, he really turned that city around.
That's really what you want, right?
Yeah. Hopefully they give me a read. Anyway, what's your late night order? 9 times out of 10, I'll go right back to the question. I'll go order mozzarella cheese fries with gravy, so disco fries, on the side. If you need something a little bit more robust, I'll order egg white omelet with spinach and mozzarella cheese on the side. Well done, home fries. It's never too late for a good dinner breakfast plate. Damn it, she made it rhyme too. God, I love Catherine so much.
She's amazing.
My go-to dinner or diner is a burger. That's it for me.
Burger, I always get breakfast. I refuse. I know you're laughing because the cricket came in.
Yeah, because I'm going to go, wait, what do you order, cricket?
Exactly. I have a very staunch opinion on this.
Oh, staunch.
You go to a diner for breakfast.
Okay.
I feel like that is why I go to the diner, and I've only ever gotten breakfast there. So my diner in my town, I always get an American cheese omelet with French fries instead of home fries, because I'm not a big home fry person.
Not me neither, no.
And a side of sausage or bacon. And if I'm super hungry, give me that Belgian waffle, baby. Oh God, boy. Yes. Oh, boy.
I want to go to Belgium, not just to see my Uncle Luis, but for their waffles. Because I bet they just call it waffles.
Yeah. Same thing in France, right? They're just fries?
Oui.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Let's see. Yeah, for me, it's a burger or breakfast. Either one. I hate when people are like, I'll get the crab ragu. I'm like,
you don't go to the diner for that.
What are you doing? I'll have the filet mignon. Yeah, it's like.
Give me the sushi, please. I'll take the sushi.
You're at Empress Diner. The worst diner ever. All right. God, that place sucks. Sucks so bad. Let's see. Is that the last question? Let me see. Oh my God. Do you guys have a thing called chip booty? This comes from Rick the Welsh one. Never mind.
Let me look up what chip booty is.
Well, chip booty crab coma is real. Yeah, it may look like a kid's creation, but my God, it has its place for me.
B-U-T-T-Y?
I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Because when I looked it up, it. Hold on. In related searches and videos, goes eating booty.
Dead ace. So it's just
chip booty is butt ugly, but don't judge the sandwich. Is this just French fries on bread? Because that's what the picture is.
French fries on bread with cheese and ketchup.
Well, get the ketchup out of here, but yeah, I'll eat that.
I mean, that seems super basic. I'd try it.
And so the bread, there's butter on there, and then fries.
Yeah, I would try it out. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I'll try most things once. Okay?
That's me with alcohol. I'll try most things once, but not food.
Alcohol, like, I'll try... Yeah, I'll just try anything once. Whatever, you only live once. So, like, with alcohol, like, I don't drink it preferably. Oh, also, I'll do, like, not drugs, though. Not drugs.
No.
Honestly, the thought of cocaine scares me.
When anyone who's ever, like...
Heroin? That's nuts.
Come back from rehab and talk about their experiences of doing hard drugs. Mm-mm. Some people might think it's like, man, I can't wait to try it. Or like, yeah, I'm going to go... Scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
What do you mean there's a monkey that showed up out of anywhere, rode on your shoulder for 2 whole days?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah.
What are you talking? There's a tree that started talking to you. It told you to go eat licorice and fish all day.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that at all.
I dropped acid and cartoon Mickey Mouse is trying to convince me to kill the devil and the ghost of JFK. What? Like, my God. Yeah, that sounds... Just a little bit of weed here and there and it's going to clear right up.
Even that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, and like, don't play Tetris FX.
Oh man, I can only imagine.
Yeah, like even like medication, don't like it. Don't like it. Not a fan. Can get hooked to it. So that's always my like. I get hooked to this. I don't like it. Or it's gonna give me a weird side effect. It's gonna give me a heart attack. Those are the things. Ever since Heath Ledger died, it scares me. No joke. That's not a. There's no general.
I'm gonna knock on wood right now.
Yeah.
Knocking on wood, because I have not had a cold or a sickness in a couple of years now. At this point, shout out to masks. Hey, guess what? They work.
What?
But like at the slightest hint at a sickness, the NyQuil comes out for me. Ooh. And then I overuse the NyQuil for too long after I'm already better. Oh. Just because I enjoy the heavy sleeping that it gives me. Which is not a good thing to do. I'm not advocating that at all. It's a bad thing. But that is my one where I'm like, you know what? That's my
stop
doing it, Kyle.
I never do that. Never. Because that will actually, that scares the shit out of me. No lie.
I get it. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah.
We did get an email. We had a viewer email question and I couldn't find it. And now I'm going to feel guilty, but like they won't even probably listen to this because who knows? They're probably not even a patron. And that's going to sadden me even more. Let me see. It was a good one. It was about Nintendo, and I don't want to walk away from this because it was a funny one. Okay, here you go. We're podcast people or Patreon people, hold the train because I'm going to edit this into the show. You ready? Hard edit. Kyle, this question... We needed to answer this question on a PlayStation show. This comes from Brandon English, who writes in via the PS Trophy Room email, and they ask us a Nintendo Switch question. What a guy. What a dude. They ask this.
Hold on, let me pull it out.
All right. Yeah, get the Switch.
I got my Switch light. Okay, we're ready.
Okay. I'm in Switch mode. Love the podcast. Listen to it at work on Spotify every week. Thank you for listening. I was thinking about the new Switch OLED that's coming out very soon. Had me wondering, seeing as lately they have had a focus on portability of the Switch. With the Switch Lite and OLED, do you think it would be acceptable for Nintendo to make a permanent console version of the Switch? Maybe that's 4K, one with 60 FPS and more power? In a world that they don't make a Switch Pro handheld system. This is where Brandon loses me here. Thanks for all the banger episodes, you guys. Keep up.
Brandon, I appreciate you, Brandon. Thank you for a banger of a question.
They just added Bluetooth.
They did.
This thing's been out for, what, 4 or 5 years? And they said Bluetooth with some restrictions.
Man, Nintendo's wild.
I put out a tweet, and thank God... Thank God this one hit, because they literally, this one was, in 2021, the year of our Lord, Xbox gives you cloud gaming from PC to mobile, PlayStation gives you a mobile PlayStation remote app, meanwhile, Nintendo, and it's the guys, from the trade show, the best I could do is Bluetooth. It's like... When people say, like, oh, is this move going to hurt Sony's relationship with fans? I always just look at Nintendo and go, it absolutely won't, because this, as long as a company won't tell you to get a second job, I honestly feel they can make so many left turns and so many people are just going to willingly bite the bullet and do it. Like, Nintendo is that prime example. That said, should they make a permanent, like a console version of the Switch? No. Because the Switch is all about, well, the Switch is all about the portability.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I get that. But if you are worried, if they, people are still clamoring for a 4K version and it's not going to work portability wise, because for some reason that I'm not smart enough to figure out, why not have just everything in a dock that you can just keep at home? I feel like that would be a wise solution. And then, yeah, you take the OLED on the go, But like, if you want a powerful version of the Switch, then it's
you're asking for a linked system that talks to each other.
Joe, I realize that will happen in 2035 when we are when Nintendo finally catches on to what's happening now. they're that far behind. It feels like so.
We put wireless charging in.
We just now realized that we don't like motion controls. You don't like them, so you know what? No more detachable controls.
Goodness gracious, Nintendo, what a company. No, I think this, like, because if you put the portability out of Switch, what is it? It's just another console? And it's a Wii U, and nobody played the Wii U. That's how I see
it. I mean, that is totally fair.
Because I really don't think, here's the thing, I actually don't think the core audience of Nintendo fans actually give a shit about 60 FPS or 4K. They just want to, you know, have an owl roommate, race Link, jump in pipes as a plumber. They everything else is just gravy. And yeah,
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. And I mean, and the most important thing is games are king. Nintendo has the IP that you are willing to buy a console for. That's in a not very capable one, even at launch, and you'll buy it and you'll love it. That's the power of Nintendo, man. Everybody discounts it and puts it on a different plane because their IP is untouchable. It's literally Mario is I honest to God think Mario is the modern day Mickey Mouse. And you can tell me otherwise. Parents know who Mario is. Kids know who Mario
100%.
Is. 100%. They know they get it. So, yeah, Nintendo crazy. Bam, back to the Patreon show. Look at that, Kyle. And I'm putting that question back in there because you guys see all the things I do, the maneuvers I make to make the show run. But Kyle, that's been the state of the show, state of the room this week. Fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic, absolutely.
We have some surprises in store that I can't wait to talk about.
Do I know these surprises?
Oh, yeah, you know the surprise.
Okay.
Oh, you know the... Kyle.
Oh, I know the surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I know. We're Thanos gauntleting it here, folks. We're adding the fucking Infinity Stones to this gauntlet. We're snapping. I don't know what we're snapping in or out of existence. We're snapping negativity out. Ooh, only positive like shit from here on out. Only things that make you laugh in Ted Lasso. There you go. That's great. Kyle, do you need an Apple? Like, Luke, I'll give you my Apple Plus.
No, I have the 6 months free through PlayStation.
Right? Honest to God, so. Ted Lasso is so good.
It's on there. It's on my list of things.
It is so easy. You'll binge it in a day, and you'll be like, whoa, Joe, I've laughed, I've cried, I've had so many emotions. And I'm like, uh-huh, that's season two, you know? Everybody, we love you all so very much. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting and keep playing PlayStation. See you guys.
Bye-bye.